So, when you think about playing golf, why is golf so emotional? I mean, why do we play this game for decades, not ever really reaching our full potential, but yet we play it for years on end? It's, as I talk to golfers around the world and, I ask them, I say, what is it about golf that makes you stick with it? And a lot of them say the enjoyment. A lot of them say the relaxation. A lot of them say because it's a game you can play for years on end. And a lot of them say it's a game that that I know that I'm better at than what I am, but they just haven't found the right swing. And so, in hearing that over the years and relating to myself, playing golf for 15 years before I really understood it as being a process and not a swing, I identify with all that. And, the identification is, you have it in you. The game doesn't look that difficult, especially when you watch it on TV. It doesn't look that difficult. And when you hit a few good shots, you want to come back. I mean, a few good shots goes a long way in terms of bringing you back. Because, when we go to some of these golf courses, whether it's in Hilton Head or Florida, beautiful layouts, beautiful courses. Golf is one of the most, well, it is. It's the most social sport in the world. And, we want to take advantage of that. And so I think that's part of the reason why golf, does bring us back. There's nothing like hitting good golf shots. There's nothing like hitting nice, solid golf shots. And we've hit good golf shots in the past. I mean, all of us aren't, total hackers. We know what it feels like to hit a really, really solid shot. It just doesn't happen nearly as often as we'd like. So when you think of it along that line, we try to internalize golf as an outlet to, a lot of us everyday life, our careers, a break away from, family life sometimes just to relax. And a lot of golfers say that, playing better golf really helps their family life, simply because we put so much, a lot of us put a lot of time, a lot of money. I think if we added up the dollars over the years, it would be into the thousands, whether it be from range balls, from buying clubs, buying swing aids, the time we spend online, searching for golf and those kind of things, that adds up. So, it's humbling though when you finally stumble across a process like 2-6 and you realize, 2-6 is not a, it's not an in motion kind of swing. The two doesn't mean, put your shoulders and your hips somewhere, and the six doesn't mean that you've got to move your feet, your knees, your hips, and your butt or whatever to the target or whatever the case is. It's not like we're trying to force body parts in certain places with 2-6. 2-6 is it's very static. It's motionless. It's controlling the adjustment of your grip to leverage. It's controlling the adjustment to your setup of spine centered, and that's it. So the two is controlled in a very controlled environment, a controlled atmosphere. You're not moving, and then the two controls the six. The two makes the six happen more easily, and to a lot of us, the two makes the six happen automatically. So, very, very different in terms of how we approach the golf swing. I always like to say that, 2-6 is not a golf swing, it's the golf swing. 2-6 isn't a golf swing, it's a golf process. Okay, and once we internalize that, then we'll fully understand that we have something really special here in terms of how we approach the game, not only today, but how we approach it for the rest of our lives. For those of you who are picking up 2-6 at an early age, okay, when I say early age, let's say you're in your 30s, hypothetically, and you've got, 25 years to not deviate from the process. Now, for those of us who, are our 50s and 60s and maybe 70s and even 80s, we're going to enjoy it for the time that we have it. Okay, so I hope this helps. Again, just wanted to just put this podcast out as a it was like a daily reminder that we are definitely in the process of keeping the whole process moving forward. All right, guys, take care. Talk to you soon.